This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Motor Inn Auto Group, Iowa State Savings Bank, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Motor Inn Service Department, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Harry's Ag Application, LLC, Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill, and your local McDonald's restaurant. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dandee Farms, Knoxville Farm and Home, Pella Corporation, Van Monen Seed and Chemical, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Ag Resource Management, Great Western Bank and Sully, and Pella Feed Service. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An Iowa woman is painting a new portrait of what the American farmer looks like. And that portrait includes Marion County women. In the fifth part of a five-part in-depth series on agriculture, let's go in-depth with Margie Guiler-Alanese, creator of the Farm Her Project and host of Farm Her on RFD-TV.
Well, Margie, first, congratulations, a successful career, successful photography, now a very successful television show. Did you ever think it would come to this?
No, I honestly didn't. I feel like it's been a series of things falling in front of me and wanting to say no because it sounds scary and then not. So,
well, can you tell us a little bit about how Farm Her got started? If I remember correctly, it all had to do with the commercial on television.
It did. So reverse back 5 years ago, I had just left my career in the corporate world. I worked for a crop insurance company, and that was right before the Super Bowl was on. And there was this was in 2013, there was a Ram truck commercial on, and it was such a speech by Paul Harvey called God Made a Farmer. And it was all these absolutely beautiful pictures of farmers in the U.S. And I loved it. And it wasn't until shortly after the Super Bowl, I read an article in the Des Moines Register that pointed out, yeah, that was beautiful. And way to go, Ram, for putting on a commercial about agriculture during the Super Bowl. But where were the women? And not just in that commercial, where are the women pictured anywhere in agriculture? So that's really what opened my eyes, I guess I would say, to the fact that you don't see or you didn't see enough women, and what spurred me to start a photography project called Farm Her. And that was back in the spring of 2013. Actually, April 17th, 2013 was the first farm that I visited over in Western Iowa.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Marion County Auto Body, Lighten Processed Meats, Mahaska Bottling, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, Hormel Foods, Souter Family Farms, Jersey Freeze in Monroe, Earthworks Incorporated, and Pierce's Pumpkin Patch. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Hubes Garage, Hewitt Service Center, Heartland Co-op in Prairie City, Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, Pleasantville FFA Alumni, the Melcher Dallas School District, Knoxville Raceway, Marion County Extension Office, and the Twin Cedar School District.
I continued my conversation with Margie Guiler-Alanese, host of Farm Her on RFD-TV.
Well, and you found your way to Marion County, too, and surrounding area.
Yes, I have. Yep. The second farm I visited was actually Lois Reichert, so I was down there a little bit south. I visited Blue Gate Farms as well down there. There's I have learned that there are amazing, strong, articulate beautiful women in agriculture anywhere you look. You just have to look for it.
Well, why do you think women weren't depicted? Was it just the normal, sexist bias of the country for, generations? Was that it or what?
My take is that if you go back, women have always been a part of growing food. Women have always been involved in that. I think we can see that documented since the beginning of time. But with more industrial farming, it took strong backs, and maybe I think it wasn't intentional. I think it was just that the men were the ones that always kind of bubbled up to the forefront as far as that goes. So I would say I don't think as far as Ram goes or anybody else in agriculture, it was intentional to not show women. It's just the way that it's kind of always been. It was time for a refresh, a little bit of an update.
Well, tell me a little bit about the television show. How did that start?
Yeah, again, completely accidentally, really. So I had been operating from her for a couple of years as a photography project and sharing it wherever I could, with photo displays, or I'd go to fairs or events and speak about it, or whenever people were willing to listen, I would try to put myself out there. And in the fall of 2015, I got a call from RFD-TV, and I think it was right time, right place. Again, Patrick Gotch, who's the founder of that network, and it's a national cable television network focused on rural America. Patrick Gotch had seen something about FarmHer, and it caught his eye, and he had been looking for a way to highlight women, to have content for women, about women on their network. And so it caught his eye, and he called me up. And like I said, I think he called me at the right time because I was really tired. I love FarmHer, and I'd been chasing after this passion to show these women. But, at the end of the day, it had built and built, but it was getting harder and harder to do on my own and to keep it growing and relevant. And so he called me, and long story short, we figured out that kind of what the model would look like to take what I was doing as a photography project and make that a television show. So it's still very much like it was before. I go to farms, I photograph women. I just was at a farm yesterday. We just got done with a week of filming. I have my still camera there, but I've got a couple videographers and a producer there along with me, so we can tell a much richer story. And so it's a 30-minute weekly television show that airs, it airs every Friday night at 8:30 Central, and then it re-airs 3 more times throughout the week.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dowie Pest Control, JLM Shooter Supply, Sully Transport Incorporated, Columbia Store and Tire, Marion County Farm Bureau, the Pella Lions Club, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Central College, Cable Bay Conveyors of Oskaloosa, Laley, Iowa Healthy Homes Carpet Cleaning, Bishop Insurance Agency, Sims Custom Wash, Smith Body Shop, Van Gorp Edwards Insurance, Krause Cafe, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation with Margie Geiler-Alanese, host of FarmHer on RFD-TV.
Well, and how do you find the women? I presume people email you, call you?
Yeah, well, people do email me, people do call me, and whenever we're at events, people come up to me and tell me their stories. The main way that I find these women now, because in the beginning it was very much like this kind of grassroots network of, that first farm I visited, she said, you got to go visit Lois, and then Lois said, you got to go talk to this person, and it just, this ball rolled and rolled. But now people sign up on our website. So farmher.com, right there on the main page, you can suggest a FarmHer for the show. And we've got thousands of women signed up on there. So you can sign somebody else up or you can sign yourself up. But we have women from every nook and cranny of this country and outside of the country as well. So, for example, we just got done filming in Maryland and Pennsylvania, and one of the people that we visited came to us from a connection that I had made before, but the other people, you know, were people that came off of that spreadsheet that had been signed up or signed themselves up, and so that's really how we find people. That's the main way.
Well, and do you help structure the narrative? Will you talk with the women, or you just let them go with it?
Yeah, I do structure it. So I have learned, you know, before when it would just be me and my camera, I would just follow them along and talk and learn about what they do, and then I would go write a blog after that. And it's kind of like that now, but I've learned there has to be more structure to actually put a television show together. You know, there has to be, there's a little more starting and stopping, but we like it to still be as organic as possible. But I'm the host of the show, so I'm there taking pictures, and they're right there with her, right beside her, watching her go through her work and asking her questions about what she's doing. And, you know, she's sharing her story in an environment that's hopefully the most comfortable for her. So it's very kind of a documentary style of a show. It technically is a reality show. We won an award for a family-based reality show last year. So even though I hate to categorize it as that, because that sometimes I think is more a negative connotation, it's a reality show in that it's very real, but it's not exploiting at all. But yeah, it's really, we're there to tell her story and to tell it in the best way that we can and to show her in her everyday work. And, you know, we have a little bit of interview. We have a whole lot of farm work, you know, but it's amazing the rich stories that we can tell. It's absolutely amazing.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Stan Drywall, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Verduft Agency, Church and Dwight Corporation of Oskaloosa, Bank Iowa, Culver's of Pella, Garden and Associates of Oskaloosa, and Dutch Mill Supply. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Recon Techs of Central Iowa, Northern Mahaska Specialty Care, Weekman Pig Company of Des Moines, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, Garver's Animal Health Center, Jeff Arkema, Farm Bureau Financial Services of Pella and Oskaloosa, Warren County Extension Office, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation with Margie Geiler-Alanese, host of Farm Her on RFD-TV.
Is it hard to figure out how to get it the most, to make it the most interesting? I mean, from interviews, sometimes I worry I left the best story behind me. And
yeah,
does that ever happen to you? Do you ever have that feeling?
Yeah, a little bit sometimes. I mean, we don't visit the farms beforehand, and some of these people, most of them, I don't know. I've talked to you on the phone or via email. I have learned that, you know, there's certain people that are going to do better on the TV show, and those are the people that are willing to kind of put themselves out there and tell their story. You know, somebody who's not comfortable with it, let's not push it, you know, because that's just, it's not for everybody being in front of a camera. There are times where it's kind of hard to figure out what the angle of the story is. We had one of those this week, quite honestly, where I'm sitting there grasping and going, okay, how do we show what is actually happening here, you know, on this farm? But one thing I will say that is kind of magical, for me anyway, is when these women are in their elements and they're talking about something they love or they're doing something that they love that they're every day, that beauty just kind of seeps out and that story just kind of seeps out. And so more often, I mean, most of the time we get the story that I am hopeful that we'll get. And sometimes, a lot of times actually, after it's edited, I think, wow, that is just absolutely amazing. You know, I met this woman and I was a part of her life for a day, and I watch it afterwards and it still brings tears to my eyes. And so, you know, there's some magic that in pulling that into a tight little story. But yeah, it can be hard. And I'm not trained in this. You know, I'm not a host of a TV. I am a host of a TV show, but it's not like I've been doing this for years. So sometimes pulling those stories out can be a little difficult, but I look at it just as a conversation between two people.
So how successful is the show? Are they happy they're doing it?
Yeah, they're happy they're doing it. So a couple of ways to gauge how successful it is. So when we first started, you know, spending money to focus on women in agriculture is not something that's been real common in the past with advertising dollars, right? And I was very proud that by the time, right after the show started airing, we were sold out of our sponsorship. So we have four main sponsors of the TV show: Syngenta, Mahindra, Tractors, Nationwide Insurance, and a company called Vetrison. And we have continued to stay sold out of advertising. So there's a desire out there for people to talk to women in agriculture. So that's exciting for me. So financially, it can stand on its own 2 feet, right, with that. And from the network angle, they love it. It's a great show. It's a great fit for RCTV. And we have a great partnership in working with them. And it is the second highest rated show in its category, which is rural lifestyle shows on the network, which I'm very proud of. It's been that way since the first season, and I hope it stays there, next only to a show that's been on for many, many years. And so I'm really proud of that. And then last year, we won an award called the Synopsis Media Award up against, you know, it's so funny because this is my life and this is what I do and this is what I've been doing for 5 years, and the TV show just, you know, expands on that. But I don't see all of those people that watch that show every day. And so we won this award, and it was against other reality television shows. And they kept telling people, these are real shows. Like, it was up against real shows, like Mark Wahlberger's show, you know, the Wahlbergers or whatever. And I just think I'm so amazed and so impressed at what we've been able to do. And I really have to lend a lot of that to RFD TV and being able to put it into the production, to have the vision. You know, I work very closely with them to pull it all together, of course. But I'm super proud of it, and it has been a success. And I think it will continue. We just started filming season 3, so we're marching forward.
Well, it's honest, it's real, it's beautiful, it's original, it's unique. I mean, it's got all that going for it.
Yeah, well, thank you. I it's something I'm very proud of, and I hope I get to keep doing it for a long time. You know, there's days where it can be weary, but it is one of those things that I kind of pinch myself that this is what I get to do for my job.
Thanks to Margie Geiler-Alanese for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.